If you have ever watched an episode of American Idol, then there is a slight chance you remember who David Archuleta is. David was one of the contestants during season 7 on this vapid TV show, and to my 22-year-old sister's dismay, he did not even win. My sister was just in high school during David's reign, and she was simply infatuated with the 5'2", squeaky-voiced teenage boy. A while after the show, her obsession was still very strong, and creepy, might I add, and that is when she found out that David was going to be coming to Atlantic City to perform at the Donald Trump Hotel and Casino. My sister was ecstatic. For Atlantic City is only a few hours away, and she would actually have the chance to make eye contact with this brown-eyed beauty. My mother agreed to take her and her best friend Jessica to the show, so I decided to tag along with them. Kaylee and Jessica had a wonderful time. They were one of 10 screaming girls that actually had ever heard of David and embarrassingly knew every word to his sappy songs. They even got to take a picture with him, which to this day is framed in my sister's apartment. The next morning, we packed our things and headed down to the lobby to check out and head back home. Kaylee and Jessica were still beaming from ear to ear, and my mom and I really did not get much sleep because we had to continuously hear about how adorable little David was. My mother is a marvelous woman. However, when she is tired, it is as though nothing else matters. She just needs to sleep. Since we had a really long car ride ahead, we all knew it would consist of David's terrible jams blaring in our ears, my mom decided to wear her infamous cozy gray sweatsuit. It was one of the dreadful ones with the drawstring pants and annoying useless cuffs at the bottom. To top it all off, she had forgotten any type of shoe other than her heeled boots, so she opted to wear her hideous white nursing clogs. No one cared, though, for Kaylee had met David, and that was all that really mattered. And besides, we were just driving home. Or so we thought. As we approached the front desk, a woman came up to my mom in a voice about as high as David's and asked, "How would you like to be on the Today Show?" Long story short, the Today Show was doing a segment on what not to wear in a casino, and they wanted my mother to be the star in her atrocious cuffed sweatsuit with the annoying nursing clogs. Of course, my mom was never actually in the casino, but they told us we would all be flown to New York for the show if we could just pretend that she was. Here is where my mom's famous 10 minutes on the big screen all began. They started blasting Lady Gaga's poker face and forcing my mother to play with the slot machines while snapping pictures of her ugly outfit. I even got to go on camera and explain how my mom really needs to start dressing better to boost her self-confidence. We were then taken by limo to H&M where they bought my mom new clothes to replace her old rugged attire. About a week later, Kaylee, Jess, my superstar mom, and I were all flown to New York to talk about my mother's style improvements. Kathy Lee and Hoda were laughing hysterically at the sweatpants and then ooing and aahing all over the grand transformation. We even got to meet Bon Jovi, which made the embarrassment totally worth it for my mom. In the end, we all ended up having a blast and learned one very valuable lesson. Always leave your cuffed sweats at home.